You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Wednesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is August 7th, and we had another busy Tuesday in the sporting world, so let's talk about it. We will start off in the Olympics, where the U.S. men's basketball team took on Brazil in their quarterfinal match and just absolutely dominated this one from the beginning. Brazil had the lead at 4-2 before a Joel Embiid 3 put the U.S. ahead, and they would never look back as they went on to win 122-87. And what's crazy about this score is not the fact that they won by 35, but scoring 122 in these games is crazy. So I know the U.S. are the favorites in this one, and this team is just completely loaded, but these quarters are only 10 minutes long, so they're playing 8 less total minutes than a typical NBA game, and they still put up 122 points. So just crazy efficiency from the U.S. men, and every player on the roster shot at least 50% from the field, with the exception of Jason Tatum and Derek White, who were ironically two of the better players in the NBA Finals this summer. But anyway, it was a full team effort. They had a ton of balanced scoring. Devin Booker led the way with 18 points. Anthony Edwards scored 17. And then Embiid, Anthony Davis, LeBron, and KD followed with 14, 13, 12, and 11 points each. LeBron was 5-for-6 from the field, and he had a third of the team's assists and a third of their steals in just 17 minutes of action. And then another standout player for the game was Embiid. He was also 5-for-6 from the field, including 3-for-3 from beyond the arc. With the win, the U.S. will now play Serbia in the semifinals, who they beat 110-84 in group play. But since that loss, Serbia is undefeated, and they just beat a gritty Australia team in the quarters, so we'll see what they can do. They're led by three-time MVP Nikola Jokic, and they have a handful of other NBA players on the roster as well. So the U.S. is clearly the better and deeper team, but at the end of the day, there's only one ball to go around, so anything can happen in these games, especially with a player of Jokic's caliber on the other side. So we'll see if Serbia can put up a little bit of a better fight, but hopefully not. And I think this U.S. team is so focused right now. They look so dominant. They're so balanced. I don't think it's even going to be close, but you know, like I said, anything can happen, so we'll see. But looking at the other side of the bracket, France pulled the upset over Canada in an 82-73 win, sending the Canadian team that's loaded with NBA talent packing. SGA, Jamal Murray, and Dylan Brooks combined to shoot just 13-for-41 from the field, and they shot just 24% from three as a team. They did also shoot 17 less free throws than the host country, France, but that's neither here nor there. So in the other quarterfinal matchup, Germany beat Greece 76-63. They got great performances from the Wagner brothers again, along with Dennis Schroeder. Giannis played well on this one. He had 22 for the Greeks, but not enough as their Olympic run comes to an end. So to summarize it all on the basketball side for the men, we will have Germany and France in the first semifinal on Thursday, with the United States and Serbia to follow. The winners of those games will advance to the gold medal game, which will be played on Saturday night, and the losers will play in the bronze medal game earlier that day. Elsewhere in the Olympics, Cole Hawker set an Olympic record as he won gold for the U.S. in an exciting men's 1500-meter race. And right after that, Gabby Thomas brought the U.S. another gold with her win in the women's 200-meter. The U.S. women's volleyball team won again, beating Poland and advancing to the semis to play Brazil in a rematch of the Tokyo final. And then the women's soccer team beat Germany 1-0 to advance to the gold medal match, where they will also play Brazil. Omari Jones earned the bronze medal for the U.S. in men's boxing, and now through Tuesday, the U.S. is dominating the medal count. They have 27 more total medals than any other country, which includes the most gold medals, so they have 2 more than China, the most silver medals, which is 10 more than China, and the most bronze medals, 12 more than France and Great Britain, who are both tied for second in that category. So just absolute dominance from the Americans so far. But looking ahead to today, the U.S. women's basketball team will take on Nigeria as they look to win their 58th straight Olympic match and advance to the semifinals there. So, you know, speaking of dominance, that's a team that's not even, you know, being challenged in these matches, just completely destroying their opponents. But then we will also have the men's beach volleyball team and the water polo teams as they have quarterfinal matches with Qatar for volleyball and Australia for water polo. And then we will also get to see the women's pole vault final, the artistic swimming final, the women's weightlifting final, and the men's 400 meter final as well over in track and field. Transitioning from the Olympics, we had a bunch of MLB games last night as well. So we'll start off with the Braves, who were shut out by the Brewers as Milwaukee put up 10 runs on 16 hits down in Truist. The Pirates were also shut out as they gave up 6 runs at home to the Padres. The Orioles fell to a half game behind the Yankees in the AL East after their 5-2 loss to Toronto as the Yankees-Angels game got postponed due to rain. The Diamondbacks and Guardians were also postponed due to rain, but there was one team last night that would not be denied as they got their game in as the Chicago White Sox beat the A's 5-1, snapping their horrendous 21-game losing streak. They hadn't even won a game since the All-Star break, and they now have 14 fewer wins than the next closest team. Just historically, historically bad stuff from the team on the south side. But up on the north side, the Cubs beat the Twins thanks to 3 hits from Dansby Swanson and a 3-run homer from Isaac Paredes. The Red Sox held off the Royals as they won 6-5 in Kansas City. The Reds beat the lowly Marlins 8-2 on a 4-hit day from Ellie De La Cruz. The Nats hit 3 home runs and went on to beat the Giants 11-5 after starting the game down 4-0 in the first inning. The Astros finished with 10 more hits than the Rangers, but only won 4-2 down in Arlington. The Cardinals beat the Rays 4-3 thanks to a 2-run bomb from Tommy Pham. And the Phillies beat the Dodgers 6-2 in a battle between the top 2 teams in the National League. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Wednesday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.